T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, it's our Voices in Pittsburgh VIP is what we call it, and Paul Guggenheimer is with us. You know his voice as a broadcaster and also as a writer, his words in the Trib, and you've got some stuff that is really important on TribLive.com, the website, concerning the one-year passage from the murders at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Squirrel Hill.
Yes, Stoney, thank you for having me.
Sure.
This is a documentary called Tree of Life, 1 Year Later, wow. And it is a comprehensive look at where we are now as a city, as citizens of Pittsburgh, as well as, of course, members of the Jewish community, where we are with what happened. How are we feeling? How are we dealing with the grief, the mourning, and how is the healing process coming together for people who have gone through a very traumatic event.
And this is October 27th, 2018.
October 27th, wow. 2018, a man with a AR-15 identified as Robert Bowers goes into the Tree of Life Synagogue and starts shooting people who have been worshiping for decades on that same Saturday at Tree of Life, just peacefully going about their Saturday morning ritual.
I was on the air at KDKA, and I remember that story. It broke that Saturday, obviously, and they said there was some shooting, police, something in Squirrel Hill, and then it developed, and then 2 people, and then it was 5 people, and then it was 11. And you talked to a lot of the victims' families as well, did you not?
We did. We wanted to look at who these people were. Who were the 11 people who died? Mm. What do we know about them? You know, you've of course had the 2 brothers, David and Cecil Rosenthal. So we mm-hmm. talked to Michelle Rosenthal, who used to be community relations director for the Pittsburgh Steelers, a wonderful lady, mm-hmm. and who was very reluctant to talk, as were a lot of these people, because it's such a painful thing for them. But Michelle agreed to talk, and Andrea Wedner, who is the daughter of Rosie Malinger, the 97-year-old woman who was killed. They were shot just after they heard the shots. Andrea said, "We've got to get down." And before they could get down, they were hit. Her mother died right next to her. Andrea was shot in her, I believe it was her right arm, and she thought she was going to bleed to death.
Yeah.
And she was playing dead while this guy was lurking.
Yeah.
And eventually a SWAT officer came in there, and she started to get up, and he said, "Stay down." He got a medic. They escorted her out. And as she says in the documentary, "I said goodbye to my mother
and
walked out."
Now, this is all in the documentary.
Yes.
This is all on film for people to see on the website. How can people can get this now?
Yes.
October 27th, of course, is the day we remember this, because that's when it happened a year ago. But it's out there now for people to watch and see.
It is. It's on the website, which is triblive.com. And if you
what's it called?
It's called Tree of Life, 1 Year Later.
Okay.
And we decided just to keep it simple. And have this meditation on where people are, how relatives are feeling, and how it's forever changed the city of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Because we will never be, the one thing that everybody seems to agree on is that we'll never be the same after this.
No.
We thought it would never happen here.
Well, and that's what makes it so frightening and so real. But it's also good that we're not putting it away and saying, "Yeah, I forget when that was. It was a year ago," and you've memorialized this in this piece on TribLive.com, the website.
Yeah, and it was our executive editor, Sue McFarland, who came up with the idea. And people might think, "Well, you're a newspaper, so how are you?" But of course, as you see newspapers putting more and more content on websites, video is becoming more and more common.
Yeah.
And this is a 40-minute documentary. And I think it will be well worth people's time to go and check it out.
Paul Guggenheimer, The Trib, and it's thetriblive.com website. Thank you for doing this. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Stoney. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.